Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jess, Bryce and Bianca with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, 500 workers are set to lose their jobs as Mount Isa Cooper Mine closes after 70 years of operation. Mine operator Glencore said it was financially unsuitable to continue supporting what was Australia's deepest mine. The mine has been a core part of Mount Isa's economy, with one in three of the town's 19,000 population relying on it for work. Most employees of the Swiss mining giant have denied redeployment.
Queensland's newest rehabilitation facility is facing pushback once again following its third location proposal. The Alcohol and Other Drugs Residential Treatment Centre in Ipswich, which is set to cost $33 million, has been finalised to be built in Raceview, the third choice of location after community and business pushback on the two other undisclosed sites. Residents have been vocal in their opposition, with concerns over safety, traffic, and property values. The 24-hour facility will be operating at Whitley Street in Raceview, which is otherwise a quiet residential street. Queensland Health has rejected claims of poor planning, insisting that Whitley Street was chosen only after rigorous evaluation of more than 100 potential sites across 33 suburbs.
In national news, a weeding program has helped fairy penguins reach their burrows in an island off of the coast of Western Australia. The infestation of invasive 1.5 metre tall perennial weed had previously prevented the 30 centimetre tall penguins' access to their nesting sites. The African corn flag had coated 80% of the island's surface before researchers and volunteers created pathways with weed killer in harder to reach areas. The island, which remains unnamed at the request of researchers, hosts up to 123 breeding pairs of the fairy penguins, with the species being the smallest in the world.
The South Australian government held an emergency meeting on Wednesday with species experts, discussing how to safeguard giant Australian cuttlefish eggs in South Australia. This comes after the ongoing toxic algal bloom threatens the cuttlefish's breeding grounds near the Upper Spencer Gulf, with experts weighing up whether to move their eggs. Experts are still unsure on the behavioural impacts of moving the population, with concerns being raised on whether it would change their migratory patterns. The cuttlefish breeding grounds are considered an international tourism draw for the town of Wyler, with experts saying a decision must be made within a few weeks.
Moving on to international news. United States authorities have issued a nationwide recall for some Celsius energy drinks after it was discovered that they were filled with vodka rather than the caffeinated drink. The US Food and Drug Administration issued the warning for the Astro Vibe Blue Raz edition of the drink. The products were shipping to retailers in Florida, New York, Ohio, South Carolina, Virginia, and Wisconsin between the 21st of July and the 23rd. The switch-up was said to be made after the Celsius cans were being accidentally sent to a High Noon factory, resulting in them being filled with alcohol.
For your weather today, Brisbane is nice and sunny. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 10am. We'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4zzz.org.au.